X News.
It's 8 degrees and mainly cloudy at noon from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Demi Niles. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is promising government money for parks, conservation areas, and the completion of the Trans-Canada Trail. He's in the Thousand Islands National Park promoting measures outlined in last week's budget. He says there will be $364 million over 2 years starting at 2018 to 2019 to support Parks Canada's management of national parks, national marine conservation areas, and national historic sites. He also says the government will put $30 million over 5 years starting in 2017-18 to help complete the Trans-Canada Trail in partnership with provinces, territories, Indigenous communities, and individual Canadians. The Prime Minister says that these investments will create jobs and economic growth through tourism. The trails include land and water routes across urban, rural, and wilderness landscapes, and when completed, it will be the longest recreational trail in the world, sketching nearly 2,400 kilometers. Gun used in the southern area Ontario murder-suicide was owned by suspect police. Police say a gun used in what they have called a murder-suicide at Southern Ontario Chiropractor Clinic was legally owned by the suspect. Halton Regional Police says David Williamson, 44, owned a small-caliber handgun that was allegedly used in the incident. Chiropractor Frednan Melja, a 50-year-old father of five, died in hospital after being shot at his clinic in Burlington in mid-March. Police say Williamson shot and killed himself afterward. They say Williamson did not have criminal contact with the force. Williamson was a one-time patient of Melja. Theft broke into chip truck and made off with cheese, bacon, and meatballs. Police in Barrie say they're looking for a hungry thief. They say a chip truck was broken into sometime between Saturday evening and around 5:30 a.m. Monday. Investigators say it appears the suspect entered through the service window, rummaged through the refrigerator and freezer. They say the thief took off with 500 gram blocks of cheese, a 5-pound case of bacon, and a 5-pound bag of meatballs. Police are asking anyone with information about the incident to contact investigators. The U.S. military is investigating an airstrike earlier this month that reportedly killed dozens of innocent civilians in Mosul. Correspondent Martha Raddatz has the details.
This wasn't just one building that was hit. Witnesses there say it's an entire city block that was destroyed. This happened on March 17th. The Iraqis say hundreds of civilians were killed. That would be the largest loss of life of civilians in Iraq by an airstrike since the war began.
A new report from Amnesty International says a recent spike in civilian casualties in Mosul suggests the U.S.-led coalition is not taking adequate precautions as it helps Iraqi forces battle the Islamic State group. Do you love rock and roll or bluegrass music? On April 8th, the Old Church Theatre in Trenton will be hosting a performance by Canadian artist Chris Cuddy. He'll be playing his music from over the years. Leah Denhard has more.
The song you just heard is one of Chris Cuddy's latest songs from his new album, Jerry Lee and Elvis. Since his early teens, he has had a passion for music. Writing and composing his own music is the only career he wants in life.
When you do your own material, you feel it. So, and to me, that's what music is feeling. And, you know, that's why I started being interested in music, was because I felt something, and I still do.
Music to him has to be more than just entertainment. It has to entice the listener.
If you don't keep your heart in it, then it really doesn't amount to much. Then you're part of the entertainment industry. That's different from music. So,
Cuddy says that as an artist, you need to be true to your style.
I can say if you're an artist, a musician, an artist of some sort, you write songs or whatever, the best thing you can do is do exactly what you feel you want to do.
Cuddy is excited about his upcoming show at the Old Church Theater and says that he thinks the owners of the theater are dedicated music people and this will help make it a good show. Leah Denhartog, QNET News, Quinty West.
Ontario's minister responsible for the autism file says he wants to see the province's upcoming new program offer either government-funded services or direct funding for families to pay for therapy. The Ontario Autism Program is set to start this June, and Children and Youth Services Minister Michael Cartu says the implementation team is working on including a direct funding model. Well, when the Liberal government initially announced the new program, it said it would stop funding intensive behavioral intervention therapy for children over four and would give families of those kids removed from the IBI waitlist $8,000 to pay for private therapy during the transition. But the family said that they would pay for a few months of therapy, so the government later said the families would get successive payments of $10,000 for private therapy until the new program is up and running. Cotu says today that funding will continue past June until kids have a spot in the new autism program, but he says the model is one he would like to see continue. He says some parents tell them they prefer going through regional offices for the government program, while officers will like to direct funding choose their child's therapy. This is QNET News 91X. It is 12:06. Sport is next.
The 90s. It was the decade of 90210 and platform sneakers. But unlike those fads, 190's creation is still going strong. The Trenton MFRC. Celebrate 25 years at the Trenton Military Family Resource Center. Scotiabank presents the Invisible Ribbon Gala. Enjoy dinner, auctions, and live music. Reserve your seats before April 1st and you could win your tickets. Visit invisibleribbon.ca. Together, we are stronger.
The Invisible Ribbon Gala, 90s to now, Saturday, May 13th, supported by 91X.
Canada's two-time defending pairs champion Eric Radford is battling an injury on the eve of the World Figure Skating Championships. Radford, who captured pairs gold past the 2 years with partner Megan DeMaul, revealed he suffered a hip injury last week that plagued him in practice Tuesday. It was obvious as Radford fell several times during their side-by-side triple lunge jumps. The 32-year-old from Balmertown, Ontario, says he's been bothered by a spasm muscle since last week, and it prevents him from squeezing his legs together tightly while in the air on his. Lutz Radford plans to receive treatment on Tuesday evening and Wednesday morning. He and DeMaul began defense of their title with the pair's program scheduled for Wednesday evening. The Maple Leafs will be without starting goalie Frederick Anderson tonight when they host the Florida Panthers. Anderson is day-to-day with an upper body injury. Meantime, in Montreal, brothers Jamie and Jordy Ben will face off against each other for the first time in their NHL careers. The siblings have been teammates in the Dallas for nearly seven seasons before Jordy was traded Montreal last month. Snowboard star Mark McMorris was provisionally nominated in Canada's team for the 2018 Winter Olympics today, despite being in the hospital with serious injuries suffered in a backcountry accident over the weekend. The Olympic bronze medalist had to be airlifted to the Vancouver after crashing on a jump near Whistler, BC on Saturday. The 2017 baseball season is fast approaching. Blue Jays right-hander Marco Estrada will take the mound tonight in his final preseason start as Toronto plays the Philadelphia Phillies in Clearwater, Florida. It will be his last start before he gets the bail on opening day next week. Pressure is mounting on the USA Hockey in its wage dispute with the women's national team. USA Hockey's board of directors held a meeting but had not emerged with a resolution as of late last night. Players say they are hopeful USA Hockey will agree to what has hammered out after 10-plus hours in-person talk a week ago. Andy Murray will miss Britain's Davis Cup quarterfinal series against France next month because of an elbow injury. Murray sustained the injury in practice and also recently withdrew from the Miami Open. Rafael Nadal is also skipping Spain's Davis Cup tie with Serbia. Lionel Messi has been banned from Argentina's next four World Cup qualifiers, starting with today's game in Bolivia. FIFA says Messi was banned for verbally abusing an assistant referee during a home qualifier against Chile on Thursday. The Trenton Goldhawks are facing the Coburg Cougars on Friday at 7 p.m. in Trenton at the Duquesne McDonald Memorial Community Gardens. Be sure to go and check that out. Send us your team or league sports email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, latest weather at 12 o'clock. It's temperatures mainly cloudy at 8 degrees with a high of 12 and a peak of sunshine. QNET News on the air, 91X, and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Demi Niles, news at 91X, next at 1.